board, people who are, you know, if you've got a concern or if you're worried, you can get in touch with us. Of course, I'll give you the details a little bit later in a minute or two. But also, we're just finding out more and more so of what people are doing, either individually or corporately or, you know, community-wise. People are organising things across London at the moment. I mean, earlier today, we heard from Carmen, who called us. She's elderly, she's self-isolating, couldn't go out to the groceries or get a prescription. Usually groups that operate on WhatsApp and Facebook, which Karma didn't have, so we put her in touch with Barnet COVID-19, a mutual aid group, and someone's already phoned her and is going to help her out. So, you know, it just proves that this stuff works. So if you're out there and you don't necessarily know how to connect, get in touch with us, and we can then get someone to get in touch with you, even if you're not confident with the social media elements as well. And there's lots of things being offered. I mean, you've been talking about, you know, what it's been doing with meditation or maybe yoga. Someone who runs what's called the Great Sportsmanship Program here in West London. And it's all celebrating, you know, moments of sportsmanship and sporting behaviour, which transcends sport. On their website, they're offering free edutainment packs, as they're calling them, for kids and parents at home to maybe keep them occupied, because that's something that we're going to talk about. I mentioned earlier today that Joe Stilgo is doing a daily YouTube sort of gig that people are able to just live, and he's taking requests, he's playing songs. That Joe Stilgo is doing, and in Hackney, you know, on a grander scale as well, Hackney Council doing as much as they possibly can, because as you say, people are very worried about what might be happening in the future, financial insecurity, jobs, what's going to happen. That they're assuring market traders they won't lose their pitch.